Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come after this busy season of Advent and Christmas and New Year's. And we come hopefully with not a lot of baggage, but with some. Help us to set that aside right now. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, for it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. So around Advent and in through Christmas, there are a lot of pictures that come out. You see, you send out Christmas cards and you see, you know, things on the TV and whatnot. And there's certain things that you see. You see the manger scene, you see a crèche, and you also see a star up in the heavens. Now, it's a little soon maybe for the star, because the star comes after Christmas, but, you know, it's meant to be, this is the light of God coming into the world. Have you ever noticed that all of those stars seem to have the same shape? They look like they kind of emphasize a cross in a lot of them. Well, in our story today, it's the familiar one of the wise men coming, seeing that star and following it and asking, where is the King of the Jews? And they come into the region of Bethlehem, and they know that they're getting close. Now, the wise men, or the magi, the kings, however you want to refer to them, they were kind of a big deal. And so, since they were in the area, Herod the Great found out about it. And Herod had also saw the star, but instead of being filled with joy, Herod was afraid. And all, it says, all of Jerusalem with him. You know, if the king's going to get upset, you know, it's going to stir up the people a little bit. And he says, calls the wise men and says, where are you going? We're going to Bethlehem to find the King of the Jews. Good. When you find him, let me know so that I can pay homage to him. Something that I found out while preparing for this sermon today, does anybody know how Herod became king? Anybody? He paid for it. He paid Rome to be king of Judea. And Herod was not so much, you know, a king. He was kind of more like Don Vito Corleone. He ran a little mafia. Uh-oh, Jane's going to have a word with me now. But, I mean, that's basically, you know, what it was. He wasn't a king. He didn't have royal blood. He paid for it. And he wanted to make sure that, you know, everything was just so to benefit him. Because, you know, he's the king. So that star of joy, that star of glory to King Herod, it was a star of trouble. Because Herod, I think, realized that that star and what it meant was going to upset his apple cart. And that things were going to, there was a change coming. And no, we don't, I don't want to change. I've got it pretty doggone good right now. You know, I've got everything set up. I've got my network. I'm getting my kickbacks and all of this other stuff. I don't want that to change. So what am I going to do? Oh, yeah. I'm going to find out where this kid is. And then I'm going to go kill him. And everything will just be fine and dandy and hunky-dory. A lot of times when we think of the star, we do think of the light coming into the world. We do think about it makes us joyous. It makes us happy because it's about Jesus. Well, that star is also a star of trouble for us. We sometimes forget, I think, in our Christian walk that, yes, indeed, God is a loving God. God is also a just God. God has a plan that a lot of times don't quite fit in to what we want to do. I mean, let's face it. It is really nice to be comfortable, right? Everything, you know, you get up in the morning, you kiss your spouse, you have your breakfast, you go off and do your daily activities, you come home, you have supper, you fall asleep in the recliner, and then you go to bed. Wash, rinse, repeat. You know, we've come into a new year, and around New Year's Eve and the new year, we start thinking about, oh, it's a new year. 2024, it's going to be a new year. It's going to be a great year. 2023, goodbye. Goodbye. Get out of here. Take all your troubles and everything with it. And one of the things that we do usually is we do New Year's resolutions, right? I used to. I don't anymore because I don't do anything. What's that? No. Good Lord, no. What? Yeah, you know, I always think about, you know, Paul said, you know, we're all sinners and I'm the chief sinner of them all. That's my attitude, my friends. But every year we make resolutions. We make things that we want to change. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. Let's do the same old crap that we've been doing, only let's just tweak it a little bit. You see, instead of wanting to do something new, all that we want to do is improve, make improvements to what we have been doing. Well, let's see. You know, this year I think I'll give more to the church. I'll pay more attention to people in need. I'll help out at the church. I haven't been helping out at the church, so I don't need to worry about that. I don't need to help out at the chair. No, I haven't done that. No. That would be something new. That would be something that would upset my apple cart. Because I've got my life pretty much where I want it to be and I'm comfortable. And all I want to do is, again, get up, kiss my wife, have some breakfast, go about my day, come home, have supper, fall asleep on the couch for a little bit, and then go to bed. But you see, one of the credos, one of the themes of Christianity is things being made new. When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a new person. Behold, I make all things new. Now, I'm not trying to say that I do not believe that when we accept Christ, that we do not turn into new people. We are changed. We are made new, set on a new path. We start doing new things. Reading our Bible, going to church, helping out. Probably things that are not done before, or at least not in earnest, until after you've accepted Christ. So, we are 7 days into 2024. We have probably been thinking about the year past, the good times, the bad times, the things that we just hope we leave back in 2023. But at this time, it is a good thing for us to stop and to think about our lives, to pray on it, to talk to people, and figure out how to do something brand spanking new. Maybe something that we fiddled with in the past, but some things that we can do that are new, that we have the ability to do, when which can be used for the glory of God. We need to think about that. And we may need to make not a half-hearted, but a wholehearted commitment to doing it. Even if it upsets the apple cart a little bit, that's okay. Apple carts can be, you can pick up all the apples and you can put them back, and you can maybe get, I don't know, get a new variety of apples and put that on your apple cart. Make that part of your apple cart. Star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us through. Star of wonder, star of trouble, guide us to something new that God would have us to do. Amen.